Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A half-naked man is found passed out in a van in Lonsdale. 53-year-old Suvan Gur Lai of St. Paul was spotted Saturday by an off-duty officer alongside the road passed out with an uncased firearm laying next to him. Police and a Rice County deputy arrived and could tell the van had been there for a while. Approaching the passenger side, the deputy saw multiple blankets blocking the driver's side. The flashlight woke Lai up, who grabbed for his rifle. Officers immediately yelled commands, which he obeyed. The loaded rifle was removed. According to the complaint, Lai was sweating profusely and jumpy. A large blanket covered him from the waist down. The officer asked to remove it to check for more weapons. There were no weapons and no clothing below the waist. There was a glass pipe and butane lighters. Lai told officers that the rifle was out because he was hunting squirrels. A search of the van revealed some burnt marijuana, more paraphernalia, and 1.7 grams of methamphetamine. He's scheduled for a hearing March 1st. Lai faces felony fifth-degree drug possession and driving after revocation. A man's life was saved due to the quick thinking of first responders. In December, off-duty Lonsdale firefighter Joe Pomper was first to arrive on the scene of a crash on Millersburg Boulevard. In an award ceremony yesterday afternoon, Northfield Hospital EMS Medical Director Dr. Jenna Fisher said,
"Without the actions of these men, we would be mourning a death. I am certain of that. First on scene, off-duty firefighter Joe Pomper, who knew the importance of opening the airway. When Deputy Hunt arrived, he was quick to recognize the opiate overdose and did not hesitate to administer naloxone."
The pair gave life-saving support until the ambulance arrived.
"When EMS arrived, paramedic Quiggle was quick to recognize the need for a greater than usual dose. And this is something new to us as more and more drugs become stronger."
Once administered, medics Marlon Quiggle and Brian Morris, along with Pumper, continued to provide respiratory care until the naloxone kicked in. While naloxone does not cure anything, it gives the patient a second chance. Sheriff Dunn presented the men with their awards. Deputy Justin Hunt commented that it is a team effort, not an individual award. Talking with the men after the ceremony, Quiggle said that naloxone isn't just used on someone with an opioid addiction, but accidental overdoses. He said, "Please keep your medications out of the reach of children and dispose of any unused medications properly." And District 20B State Representative David Bly announced his retirement from the legislature at the end of 2018. Bly, whose district includes Northfield, Montgomery, and Lonsdale, is serving his fifth term in the Minnesota House of Representatives. He commented,
"I've been sort of wrestling with this decision for about a year."
Adding,
"I feel like perhaps it would be a good time for someone else who was interested to step forward and have the opportunity to represent a very good district."
At 66, he said there are other things he'd like to do, including pursuing his writing. Commenting on who he might recommend, he said,
I don't see myself as necessarily, a king or queen maker. I have gotten the feeling over the years that there are people who are interested who would step forward, and I hope that's the case."
His proudest moment was early in his career when he helped protect landowners from huge utility lines across their property. His one regret is not getting closer to passenger rail. He added,
"I just want to thank the people of Northfield and the people of my district for having faith in me to represent them. It's been a huge honor, and I'm really glad to have had the opportunity."
Representative Bly will be in studio Wednesday mornings at 8:45, beginning February 21st, throughout the legislative session. News from around the state is next.